This is Tiffany Woys, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Like I had nothing better to do with my time than be here alone, looking at the phone, going over every word you said, just like a broken record playing the same sad song that I can't turn off. It starts with the glitter, the shiner, the shimmer, the flash of the picture, then after that, the fade of the glamour, the drop of the hammer, the pieces that shatter, the aftermath. Love just don't care who's in its path. Love won't slow down, and it don't.
Here with Tiffany Woys.
Yes, good to see ya.
Yes, indeed. You got a new single out called Love Has No Heart.
Yeah, so that will be the focus track of my EP coming out February 22nd. I'm really excited. This song came to me through a woman here, women here in town called Chicks with Hits, and the song was actually on hold for Brett Young, which I thought to myself, there's no way I'm going to get that song. It's written by Shay McAnally, Trevor Rosen, and Sarah Hayes, so I just kind of felt like, there's no way. But I recently got out of a really, really horrible relationship of 5 years, and this song was kind of the door opening to a closed door. It really helped me get through it because there was nothing that I could have written that would have explained what I was going through more than that song, and it really helped me get through something, and I hope it does that for somebody else.
Is this your first album, EP?
Well, so I did kind of a self-titled album years ago, and then I ended up taking it off iTunes and everything just because it just didn't represent me as an artist of really what I want to say. So yes, this is basically my first introductory, you know, group, like, piece of art that I have to put out there to express who I am.
Brilliant, brilliant.
Yeah.
So are you living here in Nashville or still in California?
I moved here. March 1st will be my year anniversary of living in Nashville.
Oh, well done.
Yeah.
Enjoying it?
Oh, I love it so much. I won't be moving back to California.
There you go. Even for the weather.
The weather's great, but this is home.
Good, good, good. And are you performing much?
Not right now, but that's hopefully my goal of 2019, because that was kind of how I got started. It was just the idea of loving to be an entertainer and being on stage. And whenever I have a mic in my hand, that's when I feel most at home and what I love to do and why I started this whole thing. So I'm itching to get back up on stage. I'm itching to do all of that. I spent 5 years back in Sacramento touring up and down the West Coast, Oregon, Arizona, California, and I'm missing that so much. So I'm hoping I get on the road soon.
And has it always been country music?
Yes, it has. Ever since I heard Leanne Rimes when I was about 5 years old.
And she's the one that did it for you.
She's the one that did it for me. But for music, Celine Dion's pretty much my biggest inspiration.
A wonderful voice.
Oh, I mean, that's undeniable. I think what she does doesn't even, it's not even human, I don't think.
No, I mean, she's one of the few, and hopefully she'll now, unfortunately her husband died.
I know.
But she seems to be coming out fast and furiously now.
Yeah, she's finishing up her thing in Vegas, which I'm very sad about. I've seen that show 3 times, and I'm hoping to see it one more before it finishes in June.
Good. So, so what other plans have you got? Are you going on a radio tour? Are you going to, go around promoting the single and an EP when it comes?
Definitely been going around to promote the EP and the focus tracks for that. I'm about to go and film 2 music videos actually next week, which I'm really excited about, just to kind of paint the story to some of the songs. And my main focus is just promoting this EP, finally getting people to hear it. It's been 6 years in the making, so I'm really, really anxious to get this out there for people to hear kind of who I am as an artist. I've just been very anxious to get that out there.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Great to meet you. This is Tiffany Woys, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Valentine's Day.